dying years, we gonna both physically change now. Don't you know you'll always be the most beautiful woman I know? So let me reassure you, darling, that my feelings are truly unconditional. So I'll love you when your head turns gray, girl. I still want you to gain a little weight, yeah. The way I feel for you will always be the same, just as long as your love don't change. No, I was meant for you and you were meant for me, yeah. And I'll make sure that I'll be everything you need, yeah. Girl, the way we are is how it's gonna be, just as long as your love don't change.
That's Music Soul Child. Music Soul Child. What's going on, everybody? This is your girl, Mental Beauty, coming at you on a Tuesday morning. Bright and early. I had a long day yesterday. And so I was like, before I lay it down, I want to come in and touch base with people and, you know, just talk to them about a certain subject. And tonight's subject is going to be, or this morning's subject is going to be, about Kevin Samuels. And just love, period. Just love Kevin Samuels, you know, your point of view, their point of view, somebody else's point of view when it comes down to loving each other, appreciating each other, and so forth and so on. The reason why I chose that song, you know, by Music Soul Child, because when you're in a relationship, we eventually, we have to adjust to different situations and different things that people have going on or whatever. And we can't always just go by somebody else's opinion, because what you feel about something doesn't mean that the next person is going to feel the same way about that. And that goes for love and relationship, companionship, understanding, so forth and so on. And there's just different things in life. We all have to make a judgment on certain things and what we desire and what we do not desire. A lot of people don't like Kevin Samuels and his opinions about different stuff. And, you know, and a lot of people are just like that. They just don't adjust to that type of way. I feel like that a lot of things that he talks about or whatever, I don't see a lot of his videos, but when they do come across, I, you know, might take the notion of looking at it, because the simple fact is, you know, you can learn from anybody. And, I think that, Kevin Samuels, built his legacy or whatever that he has going on off of making people mad and upset or whatever the case may be. And it's not to the point of just like with teaching people, you know, to try to do better for themselves. Maybe it is, maybe it ain't. But needless to say, you know, a lot of women, black women, are really upset about a lot of his partaking, his opinion about, you know, black women, period, or just women, period. So with that being said, people don't realize that regardless of what the situation is, when it comes down to relationships, it's up to you and what you decide that you want, you know, in a relationship. You want somebody, if they're tall, skinny, fat, slender, big boned, so forth and so on. Like, people don't realize those type of things. They just get to the point of going by society's standpoint and what they desire in a person, and then realize that that person is not the person that they felt like that they want to be with. Case in point, a lot of guys, and I can't speak for most guys, but a lot of guys, they get out here and they say they want this trophy wife. Okay, but then we go back to the point of, what is a trophy wife, or what is the trophy wife for them? You know, you got, might get a woman that has fake boobs, fake butt, fake eyelashes, fake hair. Just ain't nothing about them real, but just the point about what that illusion that that guy feel like he has to have, or what he feel like he wants to parade against around with another female. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, I think all women are beautiful. I think everybody's beautiful. I feel like everybody, all men are handsome and all women are beautiful. It's just at the point of the preference of what different people want and what they desire. Regardless of what the situation is, like, people don't think that don't always necessarily go by somebody else's opinion. Some people really think for themselves and what they desire and what they want. Like, I have come across a lot of guys, even before the point whenever I was in the lifestyle of liking women, I have come across a lot of guys that have come to the point, they say they that's what they want. They want a real woman. They want a real woman, somebody that's down to earth, somebody that can maybe get on their level and understand of being their best friend, talk to them about problems, not to someone that's nagging them all the time. It's just a lot of different things. I hear in trucking, that's exactly what it is. Like, a lot of guys, they be so lonely. They need somebody or whatever. I mean, some of them, these guys, they have women at home and the women are not even calling to check on them and so forth and so on. And I'm pretty sure it's like that in other jobs as well. But people don't realize those type of things. That, you know, you got to stand within your truth and what you desire and what you want. The reason why I stopped talking or dating women was my own preference. I just felt like I wasn't getting nothing out of it. It wasn't to the point within that. I just got disgusted within the situation. It's just, that was just my preference at that particular time. And that's what I felt like that I wanted to do or whatever. Everybody have their own desire with certain things and so forth and so on. Like, people tend to want to try to hide their desires because of some of the ideas they're worried about what society gonna think about them and how they, you know, how people gonna look at them or what family's gonna feel. I put it like this right here. In this life, I only live and die for me. And that's the same thing it should be for you. Like, people got to get to the point of being straight up and honest. Like, living off the point of reality. Like, if Kevin Samuels says something to the point like, well, I don't like the way that he disrespects the point when somebody's talking to him. And that's men or women, I don't know. Most of the time I see him to the point he cut them off because they don't agree with what he's saying or whatever the case may be. And he asking them how they look and he picking out their physique. And he's just saying that what some of these other guys would like to say, but they feel like that they can't say it because they don't want to be disrespectful. Like, tell me exactly what it is. Like, if you think that I'm too... when I was getting to the point of dating, back in my younger years, it was just to the point that people didn't feel like, because I'm 6 feet tall, a lot of guys didn't like tall women. They felt like, oh, she's an Amazon, such and such this and such that. She's too hard. It just seems like whatever. I had came across a guy, he felt like that I was dating women way back then, and it wasn't true. It's just that the point that I just came up a hard way, and that's, I was always tomboyish and I always, you know, that was just my thing. But it's just outside looking in. And regardless of what the situation is, that's just somebody's preference and what they desire. Me, myself, I never liked it, was attracted to short guys. But it seemed like to me that's all who was attracted to me was just short guys and stuff like that. That, you know, needed to say, you know, eventually when you get to the point of what you desire in your attraction, but then like, that's the physical aspect of it. What about the mental and emotional aspect or the nurturing aspect of it in a relationship? You know, do you stand to be corrected or being with that person for the rest of your life? Is that person going to be the person that you want to be with for the rest of your life? Are they going to be there for you when you are sick or you're down and out, when you got to have surgery, when you don't have to have surgery, when you're going through some type of depression, when you can't do the things that you used to do anymore. It's just so many different things that people tend to look over when they decide to pick out a desire, a mate or whatever the case may be. Of course, they feel like all that other stuff's supposed to come along with it, but that's not the case all the time. Just because somebody look good on the outside doesn't mean that they got something going on or they what they have going on look good on the inside. Maybe their intellect is not as good as what we would like for it to be. Maybe they don't cook. You know, I done heard some guys say that they married this woman and they shouldn't have been with her because she don't cook or clean up nothing. But they married her because they felt like that everybody else wanted her, so they want to try to go ahead and snatch up when at the end of the day that's not what they want. And vice versa, you know, even with men, like a lot of women be like, hey, I want a man that makes six figures and I want a man that, you know, that do this and it's family oriented. Of course, majority of people desire to have a man that have you know, that's working hard and do stuff, you know, so forth and so on. But you don't want to get to the point of desiring somebody that they work so hard, they don't even care, to the point of having a relationship with you, a relationship with their family, like they're working all the time. A lot of the baby boomers, when people were born back in the 50s and 60s, and that's what I'm talking about when I say baby boomers, they were born into the point that that's what they lived off of. They lived off the point of knowing that, hey, that man had to be working and he had to, you know, make sure he provided and stuff like that. Providing is just not to point of financially. You know, we need men for more than just finance. We need them for to be strong for us, to be protectors, to love us, and to try to get our kids in line and to nurture us just as well as we nurture them. Like, a lot of people need to really think about different things when they decide they want to be with somebody. If you're going to be with somebody if their hair becomes gray, if you're going to be with somebody if they become crippled at an early age, you're going to be with somebody if they get in an accident and you got to take care of them until it's their time to transition over. Like, you got to think about a lot of different things when you are trying to pick out a mate. You can't just go off a point about everybody else and what they desire. What about what you desire and what you want? Or what is best for you? Now, usually when people get in relationships, that's what it is. It's like a transition thing. You know, like, hey, I help you, you help me. We're gonna get this thing together and we're gonna work together at it. But we gotta get to the point of enjoying each other while we're doing it. You know, while we're together. Some people don't understand that. They don't wanna enjoy each other why they're together. They're too busy focusing on what society thinks and what society feels, instead of them thinking about focusing on what they feel and what they need in their relationship. Now, don't get me wrong, you know, just like I said, Kevin Samuels, he's, you know, whatever he has good advice and he has bad advice. That's just my opinion. I'm not going to look down on him because of the way that he delivered it. Because a lot of people don't like for people to be straight up. They want, in the black culture, they want people to jump over hurdles, you know, maybe put a Band-Aid on some stuff, just say it a little bit light or whatever. Some people don't need that. Some people, you need to just tell them straight up, hey, listen. You need to do this and you need to do that for me to decide to keep being with you. Maybe you need to lose some weight. If my husband, I'm overweight. I feel like that I can lose some more weight. If my husband comes and he says, well, hey, you know, baby, I feel like you need to lose some more weight. I can't get upset with him about it. I can't be mad about it because I feel like that too. But you got some people are being so sensitive about it. Kevin Samuels had a topic with the point about, you know, how long is your hair? Can you have hair? How do you look without that makeup on, without any filters, without this and without that? Do you exercise? Do you eat right? Do you read? So forth and so on. You got some women that don't even read. Only thing they read is what's on social media. They don't read a book, a magazine, the Bible, anything. They don't read anything. And then you expect for a man to respect you of who you are because you don't put on some makeup. You got some long eyelashes. You don't cook. You don't clean. The kids is running wild. And you just don't have no structure. And we need that. We need that in our lives. So forth and so on. And it's not just the women. It's the men as well. Men are so quick to abandon the ship. You know, we got to get to the point of getting out of there. Stop abandoning the ship. What would you expect to happen if... Or what do you expect that woman to do if you are not there to try to help her get through it? Or whatever. You know, a lot of people try to make an excuse. Well, you know, she was just difficult. What about the focusing of the child or the foundation and what kind of structure you're trying to build, you know, and so forth. Like, people get so caught up on emotion and how they feel like another person's supposed to act or how they're supposed to adjust to the feeling and stuff like that. And that's not the case. We got to get to the point of stop being so sensitive about different stuff. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying for people to be disrespectful. You know, so like I said, I feel like that Kevin Samuels, he says some things that is very disrespectful from time to time or whatever, but that's just my opinion. Maybe that's something that needs to be said. Like a lot of things, I really believe that what he's saying is true. We do that. It helps me. It's constructive criticism. We in the black culture, we do not like constructive criticism. We like for people to pacify stuff, put a band-aid on it, a lollipop. You remember those old Sun Pop rings that they used to have, and you could put the ring on and you could suck the lollipop? That's what we like. No, we don't like to the point that, you know what I'm saying, you got to do all this other stuff to get to the ring or whatever. You don't want to work for anything. You just want stuff to be handed to you within that, and not thinking about the greater good of the whole foundation and what you desire and what you need in a relationship. Like, relationship is something that you work at, especially if you are in another individual, have something going on. It ain't to the point of you just looking at and expecting one person to bring everything into the relationship. Relationship is amongst those two people. Now, don't get me wrong, you got some people out here got three people and four people and all that. I'm just saying about the basic stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, all this other stuff, I can't dissect that. I don't know how that's supposed to go because that's not my thing. But I could just only go for the point of what I've known, from the beginning of time, or since I came to the common knowledge of understanding what relationships were. So with that being said, we just got to stop being so sensitive about a lot of different things. One lady was on Clubhouse the other night, and she was talking about Kevin Samuels. She just feel like that he's just the scum of the earth and she don't appreciate it. And maybe it was because the simple fact deal, she interviewed him or somebody she know was interviewed and so forth. A lot of that stuff be staged in order to just try to get likes and promotions and stuff like that. People don't realize that you can't be so sensitive. You can't lay down at night or just be, take on your emotions about another person's feelings about you when you know that's not true. Now, when things become to the point of being true, that's when you get to the point of trying to change and do something else different. That go for me, you, mom, dad, granddad, children, so forth, the dog, the cat, whoever, the whole people, everybody in the universe. We could all be standing to be corrected from time to time. We don't have to just go within the point, go with the flow, because everybody say that's how it's supposed to go. Like, it's okay for you to step outside of the box to change. If it's something that you feel like that somebody is telling you that you need to do and you need to reevaluate, well, maybe what they're saying is true. Maybe it's something that I need to do. You can learn a lot from a lot of different people in what they have to say. That's why I don't shun off anything that I feel like that has some type of logic, sense, that don't have a whole bunch of holes in it, that you feel like, oh, okay, this is something that they just made up and they just trying to get by with it and so forth and so on. That's not the case. We got to get to the point of having some type of understanding. In order for us to grow, we got to be able to accept change, accept the reality of what it really is. You know, if it's something that you feel like that you know that you need to do, then by all means do it. If it's something that you feel like you can't do or you can't change, you know, maybe it's something you need to just adjust and do something else different, or you can't change or whatever, or maybe just take baby steps within that. Don't just get to the point of just saying, well, hey, I don't like what that person said about me because it's some fact that I don't feel like that is true. Maybe it is true or maybe it's not. You just take that stuff within the point of a grain of salt and adjust to it as you can. Don't get so all bound up about certain things. People have told me, say, well, hey, you're too straightforward, and a lot of things that you talk about, it corrupts people and make people mad and upset or whatever the case may be. So I kind of trying to damper it down because I don't want people to be mad and upset. I want them to learn from my mistakes. I don't want them to make the same mistakes that I've made or whatever. And we are all, just like I said before, we all stand to be corrected. There's no thing, such thing as perfect. We all are living a life of trial and error. Did none of us come here with the manuscript of how life's supposed to be? Nope, we did not. Did nobody come down their mom birth canal with a piece of paper and say, this is what the Lord said how you're supposed to be? Nope, it doesn't. You could say, well, hey, the manuscript was the Bible. No, that was something somebody else's wrote in their life. So it's just, you just have to adjust to whatever it is that's going on and stop looking over things or whatever the case may be and just learn from it. That's what I do. I can't say that I always learn from somebody else's opinion, but I always take their opinion in consideration, because in this life, some things could be good for you and some things could be bad. And you just have to do what you have to do in order to make things work for you. You know, what they say, faith without work is dead. You could sit up there and wish for something to happen, but unless you put action behind it, it's not going to happen. You have to, I live by that. I live tremendously by that or whatever. And just like I said, you could learn from somebody else's mistakes. If you know that somebody else have made a mistake and they told you the outcome of it and or whatever, and they telling you something to prevent you from making that same mistake or whatever, by all means, do it. By all means, do it. You got to learn that in a relationship, people are not going to stay the same all the time. Relationship is not going to always be the same. Once when you get with somebody, you have these butterflies and stuff and so forth. Some days that person might make you sick. Some days you might make them sick. But at the end of the day, if you really love somebody, you're going to work at it in order to try to make things work. You're not going to take somebody else's opinion and what they look at as society as a whole of saying that's how a person's supposed to be in a relationship or whatever the case may be, because every relationship is different. Not all relationships are the same, people. Tell me. I'm telling you. I've dated men and I have dated women. Regardless of what the situation is, we all got to get to the point of having some understanding of what we like and what we desire. What works for us. We can't go by Kevin Samuels. We can't go by Lil Wayne. We can't go by all these different celebrities and so forth. We can't go by what grandmama and granddaddy did. We can't go by auntie's relationship. We could just learn from the different trials and tribulations that people went through. But our relationship is our relationship and theirs is theirs. That's just something for you guys to think about. If you have any questions or anything that you want to ask me, by all means, shoot me an email, shoot me a text, or whatever the case may be. Hit me up on my Facebook, whatever it is, and get in contact. Because I like to conversate and I like to get to the point of looking at stuff from other people's point of view. Maybe my point of view is one-sided. Or whatever the case may be. All I know is from this podcast tonight, you learn from other people's mistakes. You learn from other people's mistakes, and not every way is the way that how you desire things to be. Every relationship is different. Your relationship. If you want it to work, work at it. Y'all have a good night.
I'm not impressed, more or less, by the girls on the TV and magazines. Cause honestly, I believe that your beauty is way more than skin deep. Cause everything about you makes me feel like I have the greatest gift in the world. And even when you get on my last nerve, I couldn't see myself being with another girl.